Blog Talk Radio.
This is BJ of WFB Talk, and you're listening to the Eastern Conference Championship on the Independent Sports Network. Winner of tonight's matchup will play in the IWFL World Championship game held in Rock Hill, South Carolina on Saturday, July 26th, hosted by the Women's Football Foundation. For a list of complete weekend of events, visit IWFLsports.com. WFB Talk will return for next season each and every Sunday. Please follow our Twitter at WFB Talk. Good luck to both teams, and we'll see you in Rock Hill.
Hi, this is Andra Douglas, owner of the New York Sharks, and you're listening to WFN Women's Football Network.
Are you ready for some football?
And we are coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Steel City, where the 9-0 Pittsburgh Passion will take on the 7-2 New York Sharks for the IWFL Eastern Conference Championship. This is the third meeting between these two teams in 2014, with the New York Sharks coming out on the short end of the stick, 31-6 early in April, and then early in May, it was a 21-6 victory for the Passion. It's always hard for a team to play another team three times in a season, so the Sharks are looking for the third time being the charm. Right now, both teams are on the field. The captains are lining up, and they're going to do the singing of the national anthem before we have the coin toss. The Pittsburgh Passion are in their black jerseys with yellow numbers, white trim, the white and gold stripe going down the sides, the black pants with the white and gold stripes down the sides, the black helmet with the Passion logo on the side. The New York Sharks are in their visiting white jerseys, blue numbers, silver trim, their blue and light blue stripe going down the side, solid black pants, silver helmet with the Sharks logo on the side. The singing of the national anthem will be coming up shortly. They are having a little technical difficulties, but then it will start. And then we will be underway. The referees will take the captains and bring them to the middle of the field and have the coin toss. And we will get this 2014 Eastern Conference Championship game underway. Just want to give a quick shout-out to my partner in his absence right now, my brother Dave Maxwell. He is back in New York. Wishing him much success in his endeavors on this weekend. I hope he is tuned in and listening. If not, then I will see him back in Brooklyn on this upcoming week. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my family, who allows me to do this broadcast each and every Saturday that the Sharks are in season. And that is to my lovely wife, Cynthia, to my son and daughters, Randall, Nandi, and Naomi. So the singing of the national anthem has been complete, and now the officials will be walking the captains to the middle of the field. The captains for the Pittsburgh Passion. Number 8, Sharon Vasquez. Number 14, Lisa Horton. Number 46, Kate Sullivan. And number 98, Kim Zubovic. And the captains for the New York Sharks. Number 59, Amy Deal. Number 5, Erica Cottle. Number 41, Talisha Brown, and number 44, Tia Hopkins. So they are now going to meet at the middle of the field. They're going to shake hands, get the coin toss underway, and we will see who will start with the football in this championship game. This is the fourth Eastern Conference Championship game that the Sharks have been involved in. The last time they were in this game was in 2007. They came up on the short end of a stick. They lost to the Atlanta Explosion 10-7 in Atlanta. So it's been 7 years waiting for them to get back to this mark. And under the guidance of Coach Rich Harrigan, owner Andrew Douglas, and the whole Sharks staff, they are happy and proud to be here, but they know that the job is not yet done. They're facing a very competent, very well-coached and athletic team in the Pittsburgh Passion, who come in, as I said earlier, undefeated 9-0, holding 2 victories over the New York Sharks also. So the coin toss has been done. Pittsburgh has won the toss. Actually, no, the Sharks have won the toss and deferred to the second half, so Pittsburgh will get the ball first, going from my right to left. So the Sharks want to start out on the defensive end of the ball for this ball game. It is nice, lightly humid evening here in Pittsburgh. High of about 81 right now. No clouds in the sky. Sun's not beaming down. So it's going to be a challenge and see who and which team will wilt under the heat. Both teams, I believe, are well-conditioned. I said they are both well-coached. And we're going to be getting underway very, very shortly. The Pittsburgh Passion kick return team is going on the field and going back deep to return. Here's number 7, Amanda Haig, and number 82, that is Angela Baker. Kicking off for the New York Sharks will be number 17, Julia Colangelo. Sharks have a lot of history with the Pittsburgh Passion. They have a 2-5 record against them. They've lost the last 3 meetings. Looking for a bit of revenge, but it's not about revenge. It's about getting to the next level. That is the IWFL Championship, 2 weeks from today, July the 26th, in Rock Hill, South Carolina. So now the Sharks kickoff team is lining up. Julia Colangelo is taking her steps to the ball. The Pittsburgh Passion, they are on the field and ready. And we will be underway shortly. This is 2014 New York Sharks football, and Colangelo kicks the ball sidewise, and it hits the Passion, and bounces around, and still bounces around, and finally taken up by Izzo, goes in the middle, and tackled right down. And that tackle was by number 31, Amber Terrell. It was taken by number 7A. She gets up to the 30-yard line, where the Passion will take over, first down and 10. Again, this is 2014 New York Sharks football on Blog Talk Radio. This is the voice of the New York Sharks, Pat Brown. The first series comes up for the Pittsburgh Passion, led by their quarterback, number 14, the Sharks. Comes to the line of scrimmage, it's stripped to the right. And now pitch to in the fifth half, and now going so deep, it's up and it's intercepted by number 33. Joel Grizzly, and the Sharks have the first turnover on the first play of the game, and it's first and 10, New York. It was a pitch pass thrown by number 7, Amanda Haig, going to number 17, Wojcicki, and it was picked off by Joel Grizzly, number 33, playing left corner. The Sharks take over first down and 10. Sharks offense now comes to the ball. They are led by their quarterback, number 30, Karen Mulligan. The receivers going from left to right, number 81, Maggie Mattel, number 5, Erica Cottle, number 45, Bryson Fields, and number 82, Laura Baden. At running back is number 41, Talisha Brown. The offensive line going from right to left will get it after for hand off to Brown, and goes up the middle and goes nowhere as the interior defensive line, led by number 57, that is Jessica Nelko, bust through the line, is going to be a loss of 1, it'll be second down and 11. That offensive line is number 48, Jenna Goldsack, number 79, Regina Otto, number 74, Melissa Pickett, number 61, Lena Tankang, and number 68, Paige Goldsack. Second down and 11 from the Sharks 39-yard line, or should I say 38-yard line, where they have a double slot shotgun formation for number 30, Mulligan. Waiting for the snap. And there it is, and all great. And again, nothing doing on that interior line as the defensive line of Pittsburgh is just getting inside and not getting the running back any room to run, and Caprice Gray is limping off the field. And it's an official timeout, and Caprice Gray, number 26, limps off the field and looks like she has re-twisted that ankle that she injured about 3 weeks ago. So taking her place on this third down play is number 27, Darlene Hall. Third down and 11 for no gain on that last play. And Mulligan is still in shotgun, double spot. And now back to pass. Half time, ball thrown, caught by Baden. Sniff off, still goes down the field. Has the first down or close to it. And they say she stepped out of bounds at the 46-yard line, so it's going to be 3 yards short of a first down, and the Sharks are having to make a decision right here and see what they're going to do, as Coach Harrigan is now looking and calling the play. And the Sharks look like they're going to go for it on this fourth down and 3. The ball is on there, 46. They got to get to the 49-yard line. They're in shotgun double slot. Blue Hall is to the right of quarterback Mulligan in shotgun on this fourth down play. And this was on blitz, but doesn't come back though. Oh, the ball is tipped up in the air, deflected, and it's going to be a turnover on downs right there. So Pittsburgh, a first disaster after the first play turnover, and the ball was tipped by number 86, Griswold, and it's going to be first down for the Passion. Now, Pittsburgh comes to the ball on the Sharks 46-yard line, come out, twins to the left, high formation, and number 11, Chick in the backfield. Hand off the Chick, and bounce to the outside, and zip off, but goes nowhere, and she's forced out of bounds by number 31, Terrell, and 18, Brown. She maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage, which she does. It's going to be second down and 10. Amanda Haig and number 17, Wachowski, are the wide receivers. That tight end is number 46. That is Miss Kate Sullivan. Second down and 10 after Sharks 46. They go twins to the right, Wachowski and Haig. High formation with Clark and Chick behind Horton at quarterback. And now hand off up the middle. Nope, it's the option. Trying to get outside. Cuts inside. Still going. And finally taken down. It's a gain of about 13. And it's a first down 10 for the Passion. Nice option run there by Lisa Horton. Blocked was by the fullback, number 65, Clark, springing her around the corner. It's going to be first down for Pittsburgh at the Sharks 33-yard line. They break the huddle. They go twins to the left. Eye formation. Tight right. Horton under center. And now handoff. And cuts inside. Cuts left side. Has a corner. Guilty by Jack. It goes in for the score. It's a 33-yard run for number 11 Chick. And Pittsburgh strikes first. 6-0. Right there, it was a good seal block on the outside. Good block by the wide receiver on the cornerback, 18 Brown. And then Chick just raced to the end zone. Extra point coming up, attempt by Amy Fallon. And waiting for the snap. There's the snap. High, one down, line drive, and it's no good. Amy Fallon kicks it wide to the left. But it's Pittsburgh striking first, and they lead the New York Sharks 6-0. So, first play of the game, turnover, Sharks unable to capitalize, go for it on fourth down, ball was tipped up in the air, and then three plays later, pay dirt by Pittsburgh, a 33-yard run by Chick, and it's 6-0 Pittsburgh. Okay. So now the New York Sharks kickoff return team will come on the field. Back deep is number 18, Nandi Brown, and number 8, Cherie Eliezer. Kicking off for Pittsburgh will be number 6, Amy Fallon. So Amy Fallon lines the ball up, and the returners are back deep. And waiting for the whistle blows, and Fallon kicks. Line drive, taken by Elmo right in the middle of the field. Cuts in the middle, runs straight ahead, still going, and pushing, and finally going to be taken down at the 45-yard line. Excellent catch on the line drive right at the 30-yard line by Amber Terrell. Takes it up for 15, and the Sharks take over first down and 10 at the 45-yard line, the last place that they had the ball before they turned it over on downs. And now the Shark offense comes on to the field. 10 minutes, 57 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 6-0 is the score. Pittsburgh up. And now Felicia Brown in the backfield to the left of Fordak Mulligan in shotgun, double slot. Terrell Cottle left field, Faden right. And back to pass. Time ball thrown. Oh, high and overthrown. Intended for 82 Baden. So it's going to be second down and 10. That ball was just thrown way too high. Baden is tall, but not that tall. Second and 10 from the 45. So Mitchell Brown goes to the right side of Mulligan now, who's still in shotgun. And back to pass. Has plenty of time. Now the pressure ball thrown and caught by Field. And Bill Cohen finally taken down at the 27-yard line. It's a gain of 27 and a first down for the Sharks. Wide open in the middle of the field was Fields. Sorry, can't say that five twice. And the New York Sharks are now at first down at the 27. Still double slot and shotgun formation. Mulligan back to pass. And hand off to Brown. Breaks it outside. And, oh, she did. And we got a flag on the play. As Brown bounced to the outside, she should have stayed inside. And then a flag came in. And we have a penalty against New York. So that's going to negate. Well, let's see. They might decline because it was a loss of two on the play. And now they're trying to make a decision, and we're going to wait to see. If a loss of two, it'll be second and 12 if they don't take the penalty. And they are taking the penalty, so it's going to be first down and 20 from the 37. So we don't know who the holding penalty was on. So that was incomplete pass for New York. So it's going to be second down and long. That pass was intended for number 5, Cottle. Brings up another long down and distance for New York. They're still in double slot. Shotgun formation for Mulligan. Ball is on the 39-yard line. And back to pass. Now pressure on long. Oh, overthrown, intended for Cottle, who was open in the seam. Oh, Mulligan wishes she had that pass back because Cottle was streaking and there was no defender near her. Third down and long for New York. 9 minutes, 54 seconds in this opening quarter of the IWFL Eastern Conference Championship. Mattel, Cottle left. Field, Baden, right. Talisha Brown, right side of Mulligan, shotgun, back to pass. Blitz coming, ball thrown, and intercepted! Going right up the middle, still going, five on the play, and sorry, tackled down by Mulligan, but it was a flag on the play. It was a holding against New York. That's going to be negated, and Pittsburgh has a turnover of their own. That pass was picked off by the free summer to Alex McAfee. They bring the ball all the way up to the shot, 48-yard line. So interception for interception, turnover for turnover. Now Pittsburgh has it, first and 10. So now Horton comes to the line of scrimmage. Sullivan goes wide to the left. Wazowski and Haig on the right. shotgun for Horton with a claw to her right and chip behind her. Now motion comes across, now goes in the backfield, and that fastball thrown and caught by Baker and tackled by number 18, Brown. A good open field tackle on Baker, gain of two. Nice little quick pass there to Baker trying to get her free on the outside. Good defensive play there by the rookie Brown at corner. Gain of two, being second down and eight. Coming up on 9 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Pittsburgh's third possession of the game. I formation twins. Clark and Chick in the backfield. Horton on the center. Sharp showing blitz. Horton audibly. And now snap the ball thrown. It's a behind the ball pass. It's still there. It's still there. And now taken down by the cornerback. That was a bad pass by Horton. Tried to get a quick pass to number 7, Haig. So it's going to be a loss on the play all the way back to the 50-yard line. Brings up a third down and 12. Sharp showed blitz. Horton checked off, but then threw a bad pass to number 7, Haig. Neither team was very alert on that. That was a backwards pass, and Haig finally came. So now it shifts now to the right, and Hitler is going quickly. And now running option. Horton now goes around the corner and comes up. Brown forces out of five, and it's going to be a gain of five back to the 45. It's going to be fourth down and a long six. And decision time now for Pittsburgh. And Horton is actually limping a little bit on that run. So now into punt is number 17, Wachowski, as the Sharks defense came up big on that drive. Back deep is number 22, Deuce Reyes, waiting for the snap on the punt. We got a flag on the play. And I don't know what the flag is for. Okay. Oh, okay. He threw a flag, I guess, to signal that they're calling timeout from the sideline. Okay. So the New York Sharks calling the first timeout of the game. They have two remaining. It's fourth down and six from the Sharks 45-yard line. Pittsburgh lined up in their punt formation. So it's a turnover for turnover right here. New York Sharks on the first play of the game. Interception by Joel Grizzly was not able to capitalize. Then Sharks defense gave up a 33-yard run by number 11, Chick. The extra point was no good. The Sharks got the ball again, were driving, two bad passes thrown, then was picked off by number 2, McAtee. Then Pittsburgh, good defensive play there by the Sharks, stopping them for very minimal gain. It's now fourth down and six, and Wachowski to punt to number 22, Reyes. Timeout's over and waiting for the snap. There's a snap and low and line drive kick is going short. Bounces down to the 23-yard line where it rolls down. It's a short punt of maybe 26 yards and the Sharks will take over. First down and 10. This is IWFL Eastern Conference Championship game. New York Sharks versus the Pittsburgh Passion. 7 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the first. Passion on up, 6-0. Sharks offense coming to the line of scrimmage. They come out in double slot with Hall in the backfield to the right of Mulligan and Shaka. Natel, Cottle left, Fields, Baden right. Mulligan calling the play, now waiting for the snap, and there is a snap. And off to Hall, is run by Mulligan, left to the outside. And it's going to be taken down at the 29-yard line. It's a gain of five. It'll be second down and five. Nice run there by Mulligan. It'll be second down and five. Mulligan getting the play from the sideline. That tackle was made by 86 Griswold. and 81, that is Edwards. Shotgun double swap, and now waiting for the snap. There is a snap, that's a pass. Time, ball thrown, oh, picked up and intercepted again off the hand of Cattell up into the air, and that ball was picked up again by number 2, McAtee. But again, it's deflection and up in the air, and opportunistic is the passing defense. First down and 10 for the passing at the Shark 37-yard line. Passes were on target, and that one was just popped up in the air by Mattel, and then number 2, McAtee, got under it before Shark could get to it. Now Horton brings the passing up. It now trips to the left. Baker, Wazowski, and Clark. One back in the backfield. That's 11, Chick. And now running option, Horton, now the pass, and Clark, and oh, missed tackle by Brown, but Terrell comes back and makes the tackle, but it's a gain of 13 down to the 24. First down for the passing. Nice fake option, then pull up throw. And Brown right there has to break down and make that tackle. She was there when the ball was caught. Good job by the receiver shaking her off. First down just inside the 25-yard line for the Pittsburgh Passion, driving after the interception by McAtee. Wazowski and Hay go wide to the right. Sullivan tight to the left. Clark offset and Chick behind her. Horton and back pass and off to Chick and tackled by number 48, Goldsack. Going to be a short gain on the play of 1. It'll be second down and 9. Now Baker comes in and Hay goes out. Horton goes into the huddle. They gave her no yards on that play. Goes back, stops her at the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be second down and 10. They come out now, Wazowski and Baker, wide to the right, offset eye to the left, tight to the left. Horton now under center, calling plays, Shark showing blitz. And now, handoff, no, back to pass, and overthrown, intended for 46, Sullivan, she was wide open. Horton just missed it, plain and simple. And somebody was in a blown coverage because there was nobody on the tight end. Third down and 10 for Pittsburgh. Horton in the huddle. And now they break it. So Hay gets back in. She's on the right side. Outside her is Wazowski. Sullivan at tight end on the left. With Clark now inside, it's Tripp to the right. One back in the backfield, Chick. Horton's in shotgun on third down and 10. And back to pass on the pressure. Now being carried. Ball thrown up, but she throws it towards the line. It's a flag on the play. And Horton is hurt. They're calling it personal foul, intentional grounding, and then personal foul against New York. And that's going to give them an automatic first down. So that puts the ball inside. The ball is, where is the ball? The ball is placed on the 12-yard line, first and 10. Questionable call there. Now it's tripped to the left. Offset back. And handoff going around the corner. And ball makes the tackle. Good job by the corner that time, coming up and making a strong open field tackle on the running back. It's going to be a loss of 3 on the play. It's going to be second down and 13. The ball is all the way back to 16-yard line. 4 minutes, 31 seconds and counting in this first quarter. Taking a long time in the hole. Still taking them. Now they're finally breaking the huddle. As one breaks it, it's now Clark, Hayes, and Wazowski trips to the right. Sullivan, tight end to the left, one back in the backfield, Chip. And number 14, Horton, is in shotgun. Now Chip goes to her right. And now rolling to the right under pressure, being chased by Brown, thrown up, and incomplete. Good pressure put on by Brown. It's going to be fourth down and long. I'm sorry, third down and long. Clark comes out. A receiver comes in. Going to be third down and 13. The ball is at the 16-yard line of New York. And now Horton looking at the sideline trying to get the play from the OC. And now they go double slot. You have Wazowski and Sullivan on the left. Baker and Vasquez on the right. One back in the backfield to the left before that Horton back pass. Ball thrown up at court. Wide open. Wazowski and in for the score. So right away, Pittsburgh capitalizing on the turnover this time. And it's now 12-0. Yes, that's the one that's coming by Amy Fallon. Or not. They look like they're going for two. Horton waiting for people to get into the line of scrimmage. Shot got caught on the inside seam route there by Wazowski. Linebacker didn't pick her up, and now they come out in the same formation, double slot, shotgun. Look like they might be running the same play. Horton now telling the back what to do. Now the back goes in motion. There's no back in the backfield. Trick, right, swing, left. Horton waiting for the snap, and now rolling to our right. At side, ball thrown up, and knocked away! Good job by number 5, Connell, knocking the ball out of number 7, A.K. So the two-point pass is no good, but Pittsburgh puts another 6 on the board. It's now 12-0, Pittsburgh. So now the Shark offense has to get something going. Right now they got to settle quarterback Mulligan down. The first interception was her fault. Second interception, ball was in the receiver's hands, then popped up into the air, and then Pittsburgh came under and caught it. But they capitalized on this interception on a 16-yard pass from Horton to Wazowski. So Amy Fallon will be kicking off. That peep is 18 Brown and 8 Eliza. Second line is 33 Grizzly, 31 Terrell, and 43 Jackson. Pittsburgh known for kicking onside after they score a touchdown. She approaches and kicks. High kick and taken by Alicia at the 20, 25, 30, 25, breaks through, comes to the outside, still going, and finally taken down at the 44-yard line. A nice catch and run by Ada Leeser. Sharp have it first down and 10, trying to get something going on offense. They cost themselves some room with penalties. So now, offense has to get itself going. Now they go trip to the right. Hayden, Fields, and Connell. Hall to the left of quarterback Mulligan in shotgun, first down to 10. Now, hand off to Blue Hall. Cuts inside, still going, breaks through, drives ahead. Gains about 5 to the 50, give her 6 or 7. Oh, they give it to the 49, give her 8. Nice strong run by Hall. Second down and 2 for New York at the 49-yard line of Pittsburgh. Now trips to the left this time. Hall now to the right of quarterback Mulligan. Second down and two. And hand off to Hall. Cuts to the side. Breaks forward and has, I believe, is close to a first down. And we got a flag. We have a flag. After the play, it looked like Hall has enough for a first down. And we're going to see what this is. Definitely extracurricular activity on somebody after the play. Personal foul against New York. Personal foul against Pittsburgh. All setting for the first down, New York. Hall did get enough. They're going to move the chains. But both teams got to slim it down there. You don't want to get those personal foul penalties that will hurt your team. First and 10 at the 47-yard line for Pittsburgh, or of Pittsburgh, for New York. And off the ground, runs forward, still going, and down to the 40-yard line of Pittsburgh, gain of 7, second down and 3. Tackled there by 97, Griswold, and we have a Pittsburgh player down in the middle of the field, so we have an official timeout. The player does get up. That is 86 Griswold, the sister. So she has to come out for a play. And taking her place is 77, Niedermeyer. Second down and 3 after the 7-yard gain by Tricia Brown. It now tricks to the right. Basket to the left. And waiting for the snap. And that's pass. Ball thrown, has Cottle, and makes a move, still going, and finally taken down. His first down yard is 2. The 30-yard line, New York has it first and 10. So it's right at the 30-yard line, or they put it inside the 30. First down and 10 for New York, 1 minute 35 and counting in the first quarter. Trips to the left. Back is Brown to the right of quarterback Mulligan. Mattel wide to the right. Pittsburgh showing blitz. And that's the pass. Ball thrown up. Mattel! Oh, good coverage by the cornerback. No room for Mattel to get that pass. So it'll be second down and 10 from the 30 for New York. So now, New York Sharks still lining up in the trips. It's Cottle, Fields, and Baden. On the right side is number 81, Mattel. Brown is to the right side of Mulligan in shotgun on the second down to play. Pittsburgh showing blitz. Ah, direct snap to Brown. Has the hole. Break forward. Goes through and pushing forward and down to the 26-yard line. Gain of 4, a hard 4, and it's going to be 3rd down and 6, and that snap went directly to the running back. That was not a design play. It just worked out that way, and Brown did the most and got the most out of it. Now it's 3rd down and 6, balls on the 26-yard line, fade in the field on the right, Cottle and Lutell on the left, Brown to the right of quarterback Morgan and Shotgun. 30 seconds and counting in this first quarter, Morgan calling the play. And now back to pass. Steps up, throws. Oh, overthrown, intended for 45 field. It's going to be 4th down. Now 27 all comes in. And it's going to be a 4th down play for New York. We need to capitalize here, keep this drive going, try to put some points on the board here in the first quarter. Still double slot. Shotgun for Mulligan. And that's the pass. Time thrown. Caught by Bannon at the 20. Step on. Goes forward. And she has enough for a first down. Hey, good play there by Mulligan to Bannon. And she stretches ahead inside the 20 to the 19. Picks up a first down for New York. And that should be the last play of the first quarter. If the clock is official. And it is. So that at the end of the first quarter, Pittsburgh came out on fire, capitalizing on an interception and their second drive of the day. Extra points have been no good, so it's 12-0 Pittsburgh, but New York has it, 1st and 10 inside the red zone, going to start the second quarter. You're listening to 2014 New York Sharks football on Blog Talk Radio. This is the voice of the New York Sharks, Matt Brown, and we're live from Pittsburgh, PA, going to start the second quarter of this IWFL Eastern Conference Championship between the Passion and the Sharks. Want to let you know that you can check out all the New York Sharks information and merchandise if you visit their website at www.nysharksfootball.com. Once again, it's www.nysharksfootball.com. Also, we would like to thank our partner for Velocity Sports Performance, New York City. It's the exclusive training center of the New York Sharks. They are located in Manhattan, and if you want to get in shape, you go to Velocity Sports. Now it's shifts to the right. Mulligan is under center. And Pomo! And Pittsburgh has it. Oh, the Sharks are just shooting themselves in the foot right now. Mulligan did not get the ball clean. And Pittsburgh has it first down and 10 at the 20. So right now, Sharks are not executing the way they need to, and Pittsburgh is taking advantage. So defense back on the field for New York. They go wide, twins to the right. Baker and Wazowski high formation. Chick is the deep back in behind Clark. Horton, handoff, up the middle, going nowhere. Clark gets tackled immediately at the line of scrimmage by 44 Hopkins and 13 Rose. Gain of one, it'll be second down and 9 from the 21. Two times the Sharks have been deep in the Pittsburgh territory. Two times they've turned the ball over. Three turnovers in this first half for New York to one by Pittsburgh. Again, twins to the right. Hayden and Baker offset eye to the left. And handoff. Chick cuts it inside. Still going. Still going. And finally going to be taken down at the 31. It is going to be a 9-10-yard gain of first down for Pittsburgh. So, moving the chain on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh breaks the huddle. They come out twins to the right again. This time it's Clark in that fullback box and Chip behind her. And now it's option. Horton trying to go inside and whoop. Oh, that was a bad play there by 33 Grimsley as Horton was tiptoeing, then went out of bounds, and then Grimsley hit her. So that's going to be an extra 15 yards right now. Sound football not being played by the Sharks as now they're giving up 15 yards, and now the ball is at their own 48. Pittsburgh driving. Horton now in the huddle. That was a good play there by the outside linebacker forcing Horton to tiptoe to the byline, but Grimsley made a bad play. Now it's twins to the left, tight to the right, offset eye to the left. Chick is the back in the backfield. Horton is under center, 1st and 10 at the Sharks 48. And now, bootleg by Horton, being chased, has time, comes up, and tackled by 18 Brown, but it's a gain of 7, going to be 2nd down and 3. forward at the 41-yard line, second down. Sharks defense been on the field too much in this second quarter, or in the first half, you could say. So now Pittsburgh breaks the huddle. Clark, Baker, and Wisdowski wide to the left. Actually, there's four receivers to the right. And Horton heads it off. And chip. Game four is the first down to the 26-yard line. Tackled there by Hopkins again and Terrell. Sharp defense trying to hold out this passing offense. The Sharp offense has not been helping the defense so far here today. Wide twins left. I formation, Clark and Chick. Horton under center, first and 10 from the Sharp 36. And handoff up the middle, Chick. Tackled by 59 Deal. Gain of four, second down and six. Ball's on the 32. Right now, Pittsburgh is going to look to try and just mow the ball down the field. But right now, the running game is working. 10 minutes, 55 seconds left to go in the first half. Tight left, twins right. Offset eye to the right. Back behind Horton is Chip. And Horton is down. It's going to be a sack. Good pressure by number 88. That is Larissa Davis. She gets credited with the sack. She put pressure. Horton tried to get inside of her. Slipped down, fell down, and was touched by 88. So it's going to be a loss of four back to the original line of scrimmage to 36. For a third down and 10 play. They break the huddle. It's now Wisdowski and Sullivan wide right. Baker and Haig wide left. Or switch that side. Baker and Haig right. And Sullivan and Wisdowski left. Horton in shotgun now. Chip goes in motion and shifts to the right now. Sharp switching their defense. Horton now changing the play. And back to pass. On the press, the ball falls, caught by Haig in the middle of the field, cut, and taken down, and it's enough for a first down. Quick pass to Haig, good play, and a first down for the passer. Ball is now placed at the 23-yard line. 9:20 left to go. Coming out, trips to the left, wide to the right. And ball, fumble. Oh, we got flies on the play. And we're going to see what this call is. It's against the defense. A legal substitution. 12 women on the field. So that's 5 yards given away again. First down and five inside the 20 to the 19. .855 and counting. Double twins, both sides. One back in the backfield to the left of quarterback Horton in shotgun. Now motion, that's number five in motion, or number two. Number five. No backs in the backfield. Oh, again, off sides on New York. The pass was incomplete, and that was number five, the intended receiver, that's Osselborn. But the Sharks have given away a first down on two penalties. So it's now first down inside the 15 to the 13. First and 10 for Pittsburgh. Come to the line of scrimmage. Trips to the left. Sullivan, Baker, and Wisdowski. Wide to the right is Haig. Hand off the tip, bounce to the outside, and cuts inside. Sharks Shock did not attack. She went back into the backfield and still gained 4 yards, and we have a player down. And now the player's up, which was number 48, Gozak, and she's good. So now she has to come out for a play. Gain of 4. And now the Sharks are substituting. Coming in is number 77. That's Nikki Joseph. Ball is at the 11, second down and 6. 7 minutes, 35 seconds and counting in the second quarter. Sullivan Wazowski wide to the left. Baker and Haig wide to the right. One back in the backfield chip behind quarterback Horton shotgun. Horton still waiting, now making hand signals. And we got flags on the play. It looks like we're going to get a delayed game penalty. No? Well, he didn't make a delayed game signal, but that's the only thing it could be because nobody snapped the ball. I thought this was a delayed game, but hey. But it is a delayed game, so it's going to be second down and 11 after the penalty by Pittsburgh. Ball was placed at the 15-yard line. Double slot, one back in the backfield to the right of Horton and shotgun. Now motion comes across, that's 46 Sullivan, throwing out strips to the right. On back to pass. Ball thrown up and caught for a touchdown by number 17. Wazowski Brown was right there in coverage, but the receiver went up and pulled it down. It's now 18-0. Brown was right there in coverage, went up. The receiver just went up and was more aggressive and pulled that down. Amy Fallon to attempt the extra point. Snap, hold, kick up, and we got flags on the play. Offside against the defense. So we're going to see if they're going to replay it. Nope, they're not. They're going to keep the point on the board. So it's now 19-0 for Pittsburgh. Right now, it's an understatement to say that the Sharks have self-destructed so far in this first quarter. But that. So there's a whole lot of regrouping that has to go on in these next 6 minutes and 33 seconds to get something positive going on their side of the field. But this has been the tale against these two teams. It's New York making mistake after mistake and Pittsburgh capitalizing. And when you play against a quality team, you cannot make those many mistakes. So back deep, 18 Brown, 8 Leaser. That is actually the first touchdown that number 18 Brown has given up all season. She was in position, but out fought by the field Fallon kick. High kick and taken by Brown at the 15, the 20, 25, breaks the outside, just inside, still going, still breaking through, just through half the speed, goes to the corner, down to the 25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Sharks! It's an 80-yard kick return for a touchdown by Brown. What a run. Great job. And the Sharks are on the board. The first positive play on the day done by a rookie. And her 6th interception, her 3rd touchdown, and the Sharks are on the board. At the 6:18 mark, and the New York Sharks are going for 1 extra point attempt by number 17, Julia Colangelo. There's a snap. Oh, bad snap. Picked up. Oh. Just more. But it's no good, but guess what? It's an 82-yard kick return. Positive play for New York, and they're on the board. Extra point was no good. It was a bad snap. But what a run by the rookie. She took it at the 18-yard line, went up to the right side, cut inside, broke to the middle of the field, put a move on the kicker, then just outran everybody down the hash, breaking it into the end zone, and a positive play on special teams for New York. Now, can the defense come and rise to the occasion? 6:18 left. I did say the Sharks had to do something within this next 6:33, and wow, did they do something. But now it's up to the defense. Again, they're going to be right back on the field, not a whole lot of time to rest. And this Pittsburgh attack has been moving the ball, moving the chains. So now number 81, Maggie Natale, will be kicking off for New York. And on the field, first time today, hasn't been on the field in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, is number 28, 3-year veteran, Colette Smith. And now Maggie Natale approaches and kicks. High, short kick, taken out to 30, cuts to the outside, and still calling and tackled by number 34, Pentagano, right at the, 17 is down. Watch out, she's down, but she looks like she's going to get back up. They just maybe shake it up a little bit. She's good, but it's a good catch and run for about 11 yards. Gets up to the 39-yard line, tackled by 34, Pentagano. First and 10 for Pittsburgh, and now the defense should get some rejuvenation right now, hopefully, but they are back on the field, very little time to rest. Sharks are on the board, though. 6:09 left to go in the half. Pittsburgh has 3 timeouts. New York has 2. They come to the line of scrimmage. Very tight slot. High formation for Horton on the center. And it's a pass. They're waiting for, it's hit from behind by 31 Terrell. And that play was negated. The Sharks know that play very, very well. They recognize Horton was not in the backfield. And Terrell followed her and destroyed her in the backfield. Pass goes incomplete. Second down. Break the huddle. It's Wazowski and Hay go wide to the right. Sullivan tight left. Broken eye clock. Back is Chick. Horton on the center. Second down and 10. And now, hands up. Terrell makes the tackle, but they're going to say that she was in the neutral zone. So that's going to be a 5-yard penalty for New York. Again, not helping themselves with these bad mental penalties. That was a good play, stop for a loss, but now it goes negated because you were offside. So now instead of 3rd and 11, it's 2nd and 5. Can't keep giving good teams extra downs. So now they come trips to Baker and Wazowski. In the back is Clark, 65. Sullivan, the tight on the right. Horton in shotgun. And back to pass. Screen! Caught by Baker up the middle of the field! Cuts around and tackled hard, but a great play call by Pittsburgh. Goes all the way to the 33, 1st and 10, Passion. Good flip screen there. Perfect call. Caught New York napping, 5:10 and counting, in the second quarter. Still in the huddle is the Passion. In no rush. Up by 13. Now they break the huddle. Clark, Haig and Wazowski wide to the left in trips. Sullivan tight end on the right. One back in the backfield is Chick. Horton's in shotgun. And now Horton's running. Cuts inside again. Still going. Breaks away. Finally tackled by 33. But it's a gain of 15. And the first down for the Passion. first time Orton has been able to get loose with her leg since early in the first quarter. So it's first and 10 at the sharp 16. Well, they put it right on the 15. 4 minutes, 5 seconds, they counted. Brown comes out. Davis comes in. Broken eye. Horton on the second. And now, fumble! Horton falls on a good play by Horton. And you got to be careful, Katie Rose, number 13. You don't have to fall on the quarterback. You don't touch the quarterback because she slid down to cover the ball. Play smart, play safe. The ball goes all the way back to the 22. Going to be a loss of 7. Going to be second down, 17. Bad snap by the center. Got away from Horton. Horton did a good job just to fall on the ball. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in the half. Going trips to the left, take wide to the right, trip behind the quarterback Horton and shotgun, awaiting the snap. Sharks throwing blitz and now faking back and forth. And now back to pass. Ball thrown up and knocked away by Grimsley. Excellent, excellent coverage by the rookie. Third down and long coming up for Pittsburgh. New York making some substitutions, getting some fresh legs in there. As Joseph and Drain comes out, and the two cold sacks come in. One in the huddle still. And now they break the huddle. They're going quad. Four receivers on the left side, one receiver to the right, no backs in the backfield. Horton is in shotgun all alone. Now Chick comes into the backfield to the left side of Horton. Third down and long, 17. And we have timeout New York. Second timeout of the half. They have one remaining, 2:53 left to go. Sharp didn't like their alignment or something they did not like on their defensive side, so head coach Harrigan calls a timeout. Score is 19-6. The passion up, capitalizing on multiple New York Sharks penalties and mistakes. Three turnovers in the first half. Sharks' only bright spot is an 82-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by the rookie, Monty Brown. And right now, it's a third and 17 at the 22-yard line of the New York Sharks for the Pittsburgh Passion. You're listening to 2014 New York Sharks football on Long Talk Radio. This is the 2014 IWFL Eastern Conference Championship. The New York Sharks would like to give a huge thanks to their longtime head trainer, Vanessa Mahoney, and Megan Shepherd for taking such good care of the players throughout the years and throughout this season. Timeout is over. This bird comes out. And now they change their formation. Otto Beck is in the backfield to the right of quarterback Horton. And it's trips to the left, Sullivan, Baker, and Wazowski. Wide to the right is Hay. Shotgun formation for Horton. And now she's waiting for the snap. And back to pass. Now ball thrown up. And oh! And we got a player down. Nope. Up, that was 18 Brown. They tried to get her again on that play. But that pass just went over Wazowski's head and was incomplete. Brings up a fourth down and 17. And it looks like Pittsburgh is going to go for it on fourth and 17. Interesting. Very interesting. They have an excellent field goal kicker in Amy Fallon. I was seeing her before the game. She was kicking 40 yards consistently. But he's choosing not to do that. He's going forward on fourth and 17. And now they go. Sullivan, Baker, and Hague to the right in trips. Wide to the left is Wazowski. One back to the backfield is number 5, Osborn. Shotgun is quarterback Horton. Fourth down long. And back to pass. After the pass, incomplete. She shoveled the ball, tried to get it to number five, and avoided the sack, but it's a turnover on down. Excellent pressure put on by number 31, Amber Terrell. So, the New York Sharks defense does hold strong, gave up some yards, gave up some time, but they stopped Pittsburgh, did not let them score a point, and the New York offense is on the field. Now, it's just to the right. Baden, Fields, and Connell. And back to pass. Ball thrown. And, that pass was thrown to Connell. It was a little too hard. And it's going to be incomplete. Second down and 10. That play was open, but that was just a very, very hard throw by Mulligan to the close receiver. So it's going to be second down. Now they go double slot. And one back in the backfield to the left is Brown. Mulligan in shotgun. Ball's on the 22. Second down. 2:36 left to go on the clock. Back to pass. Ball thrown. Caught by Bain. Makes the move and taken down after a 5-yard gain. It's going to be third down and 5 for New York up at the 28-yard line. Third down. Ball is set. Sharks are set. Calling the play. Everybody's in the same spot. Waiting for the snap. And there's the snap. That's the pass. Time. Blitz coming. Ball thrown. Oh, almost intercepted. Should have been intercepted by number 10, but she had put her fingers on that. Good pressure put on Mulligan. It's going to be fourth down and 5. And we have the 2-minute warning at the 1:53 mark. And I think that bad pass was because of the pressure that collapsed on Mulligan that was coming off both sides. So this is the 2-minute warning, 1:53 to go. So New York has a fourth down and 5 on their 28, and I got to believe they're going to put the punting unit on the field to punt this ball out of their own end. Right now, the tale of this first half has been too many mistakes being done. Too many mental mistakes as penalties, too many personal fouls, too many turnovers, 2 interceptions, 1 fumble. 2 of those were capitalized on. Offense not being able to get on point. Whenever they get a drive, they shot themselves in the foot with interceptions and the fumble. The fumble was very, very costly. They were in the red zone, 1st and 10 on the 19, and it was a bad snap and recovered by Pittsburgh. So 4th down coming up, and the Sharks are going for it on their own 28-yard line. Interesting. Mulligan back in shotgun. There it is, and it's a pooch punt off the side of the foot. Bounces, and it's going to be taken at the 42-yard line. So they got it away from their own end zone, but it was a short kick. But Pittsburgh will have it 1st and 10 on the Sharks' 41-yard line with 1:44 left to go in the half. Defense, again, back on the field. Got to give the defense some credit for the time they've been on the field in this half, being put in very precarious situations. They've done a good job the last 2 drives, not giving up any points. Right away, Pittsburgh comes out in a spread offense. Hague and Baker on the right, Sullivan and Wazowski on the left. One back in the backfield, that's Chick, behind Horton and shotgun. 1st and 10. Motion by Baker, going across the field, now in the backfield, and now it's going to be, they could have been picked off, but Baker is not going to get anywhere, as number 41, Talisha Brown, came up the field, the ball went right by her head. If she put her hands up, she could have knocked that ball in the air and positively gotten somebody under it, but it's a gain of 2, and he's second down and 8 from the 39. Baker Haig right, Wazowski left, Sullivan on the right and chips, and Horton back to pass. Ball thrown up, and caught and tackled immediately by 44 Hopkins. Short gain of about 1 or 2, it's going to be third down. Ball is on the short 37-yard line, and Pittsburgh will take a timeout, their first of the half at the 56-second mark. Horton's putting the hands up saying, why'd you call timeout? That's a gamer right there, number 14. That's Lisa Horton. So, right now it's going to be third down and 6, call it a long 6. Ball is on the 38-yard line of New York for the Pittsburgh Passion. Also, the New York Sharks would like to give a special thanks to Able Orthopedic. They're located in Forest Hill section of Queens for their continued sponsorship of the New York Sharks. Also, well, we're going to get to that after this play. It's third down. The timeout is over. They go double slots again. Baker Haig right. Sullivan Wazowski on the left. Chick in the backfield behind Horton, quarterback in shotgun. Waiting for the snap. And now back to pass. Ball thrown. And, oh, number 18, Brown, jumped the route but did not get a hand on the ball. Oh, what a play by the rookie. It's going to be fourth down. That was not a good pass there by Horton. She threw the ball expecting the receiver to be there, but the defender, the rookie Brown, was right there and just couldn't wrap the arms around the ball. So Pittsburgh comes right to the line of scrimmage, double slot still. Baker Haig left, Baker Haig right, Sullivan, watch out, now watch out, he comes in motion, so it's going to be trips to the right now. Horton is shotgun, back to pass, rolling to the right. Now, ball goes up and caught, but is it caught? Is it? Yes, no? They're saying yes. Caught for a first down by number 17. Move the chains. 45 seconds left to go in the half. Clock still running. Pittsburgh trying to line up quickly. Now they go trips to the left. Wazowski, Baker, and Sullivan. Wide right, Haig. Chick in the backfield to the left of the corner. Now Chick goes in motion. His four receivers to the left. Horton's in the backfield by itself. First and 10 at the 29. Rolling to the left. Under pressure. Now she's going to put it down and run. Cuts inside. Stuck by number 18, Brown. Inside. The clock should still run. And now they're going to call a timeout. Second timeout of the half. 15 seconds left to go. And Horton gained about 5. Tackled by Brown at the 28-yard line. Second down and 5 at the 28, 15 seconds left to go in the half, and the Passion had 1 timeout remaining. So the defense got to expect a pass to go into the end zone. At least that's what I would do if I'm the offensive coordinator. I'm going to take a shot into the end zone. You have nothing else to lose. You're already in a decent field goal range. You have a field goal kicker that can kick it. Amy Fallon warming up on the sideline. So the timeout is over. Sharp defense on the field. I have to say that this play right here is a very, very important play in this half because the Sharp defense needs to do something positive right here and get out of this half with the score remaining where it is. So now the timeout's over. They come out, Wazowski, Sullivan to the left, Baker and Haig to the right of quarterback Horton Shotgun. Now Sullivan goes to the right. It's trips to the right. Horton waiting for the snap and still waiting for the snap. And still, and we got flag as the left guard flinch. So it's going to take him back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10 from the 28. So now they're back up 5. And Orton breaking the huddle. And now they come out. Wazowski and Sullivan, nope. Wazowski goes wide to the left. Sullivan inside, Baker and Hay outside in church. Trick to the right side of Orton in shotgun for the second down and 10 play with 15 seconds left to go in the half. Motion now by Baker coming across. Now a simple slot. Orton still waiting for the snap. Oh, that was terrible. As it's going to be offside against the offense. Everybody moved except the center. So two times in a row now, this is not indicative of the Pittsburgh fashion. Two mental mistakes back-to-back, costing them 10 yards. So now the ball is at the 32-yard line. Second down and 15. Still 15 seconds left to go. It's Wazowski and Sullivan on the left. Baker and Haig on the right. Chick behind to the left side of quarterback Orton's shotgun for the second down and long play. And now there's that pass on the pressure ball throw and caught by number 17. And the last time out taken by Pittsburgh. A good catch there, and there was a wrestling match between Brown and Wazowski, and Wazowski won that battle as Brown was again in good coverage. So it's going to be third down and 5 after the 10-yard gain. And we're going to see what Pittsburgh is going to do. Will they take a shot into the end zone on this third down play? Will they play a safe, try and run the ball? Will they try and line it up for a field goal? We'll just have to wait to see what happens after this timeout is over. So right now, both defensive and offensive coordinators for the opposing teams are making their strategies. And now the timeout's over, and Pittsburgh goes right to the line of scrimmage. Baker and Haig are on the right. Baker's inside, Haig's outside. Sullivan and Wazowski are on the left. Sullivan inside, Wazowski outside. Chick, now motion by Sullivan is going to be tripped to the right. And back pass rolling. Home throws! So good! Good defensive play again by the rookie Brown. They're trying to pick on her after they gave up the touchdown. But it's going to be 5 seconds left to go and fourth down for Pittsburgh. Again, 18 Brown jumping the routes, making it hard for the quarterback to get the ball into the receiver cleanly. Fourth down coming up for Pittsburgh. 5 seconds left to go in the half. Then break the huddle. Same formation. Nope. Now Baker goes to the left, or trips to the left. Wazowski, Baker, and Sullivan. Wide to the right, hey, chalk showing blitz. Back to pass. Horton rolling. Throwing deep into the end zone. Knocked away. A great play by 33 Grimsley. And that is the end of the first half. The score, Pittsburgh 19, New York 6. And we will have halftime being done by the producer, Steve Mark. But it's a first half. Implosion by the New York Sharks, 3 turnovers, bad penalties, and capitalized by the Pittsburgh Passionists, 19-6. You're listening to the voice of the New York Sharks, Pat Brown. It's 2014 New York Sharks football, the IWFL Eastern Conference Championship. We'll have halftime and be back with the second half after the break.
This is BJ of WFB Talk. And you're listening to the Eastern Conference Championship on the Independent Sports Network. Winner of tonight's matchup will play in the IWFL World Championship game held in Rock Hill, South Carolina on Saturday, July 26th, hosted by the Women's Football Foundation. For a list of complete weekend of events, visit IWFLsports.com. WFB Talk will return for next season each and every Sunday. Please follow our Twitter at WFB Talk. Good luck to both teams, and we'll see you in Rock Hill.
Hi, this is Andra Douglas, owner of the New York Sharks, and you're listening to WFN Women's Football Network.
I'm Peyton Manning. Did you know that the Red Cross responds to more than 67,000 house and apartment fires every year? They show us how to prepare for emergencies from hurricanes to heart attacks. They respond immediately when lives are disrupted by natural disasters. They teach us to swim and to save lives. Red Cross volunteers and employees are committed to making our communities safer and healthier.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
The songs on your radio are brought to you by sound waves, frequency, and amplitude. By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help make it fun. Visit girlsgotech.org. A message from the Girl Scouts and Ad Council.
Hi, this is Tony Orlando wishing the New York Sharks a winning yellow ribbon season. When you win the championship, I want that statue and that trophy wrapped with a yellow ribbon. Come on, girls. Go get them.
For the latest information on the New York Sharks, just visit their official website at www.nysharksfootball.com. And for official news on the IWFL, just go to their website at www.iwflsports.com.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the Lost Cat Magnet. Just turn it on and Lost Cat stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a Lost Cat Magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
My name's Andrew Douglas, and I own the New York Sharks. I'm the original owner from 2000. And everyone asks, how did you get into football? And I guess it started when I was little. My dad was, he was a big football fan. He loved the Gators, and he would take me to all the games. And the high school was big. And it was a little tiny town in Florida where I grew up, and the high school was just all about the football team. And so I just was kind of marinated in football from the time I was little. And I wanted to play football. I did play football all through, you know, on flag teams and any way I could get onto the field. I played with the boys in high school, and but I just never got to play organized football. And I kind of gave up. I moved to New York City. My second love was art, and so I moved to New York City to get into, I went to get my master's at Pratt Institute. And then one day I was sitting on Fire Island, didn't know a lot of people, and I had brought my football with me. And this woman comes up to me and she says, oh, you want to play some football? And long story short, they were part of this flag team in Brooklyn, and I hooked up with them, and I played football with them for years, years and years, and it was some of the best times of my life. And let's see, how old was I when this started coming around? I was 39 when the first game started back in 1999. And what happened was these guys got this idea to form a football league, and they formed two teams, and they heard of the Sharks. We were a flag team, and they had heard of us. And they called us up, and they had already formed these two tackle football teams that were playing out in the Midwest, and they had heard of us and that we were really good, and they said, would you be interested in playing in a tackle football team, or a tackle football game? We'll send you the pads, the helmets. Would your Sharks want to play? Not my Sharks, but the Sharks in general. And so we said yes, of course, but in order to form this team, we had to combine all of our flag teams. And these flag teams, we were like tribes all around New York City, and we were at war. So in order to put us all together and form one tackle football team, it was really a trip and the things that went on. But we did get together, and the guys from the Midwest brought their an all-star team from their two teams, and they drove them to New York City in one of those big yellow cheese buses all the way from Minnesota. And it was in December, and it was, I think, the coldest day that this planet has ever had. Winds whipping around 30 miles an hour. And the Sharks beat their team. All the bickering and everything else, and we still beat that team 12-6. And the next year, the two guys from Minnesota decided that they were going to start the league. And in order to get into the league, each team had to have an owner, per se. And we were from New York. You know, we had the swagger. We thought we were big shots. We just beat this team, and we had a great flag team. Oh, someone will buy us. And it came down to the nth hour, and no one had purchased us. And we weren't really sure what to do. We kept thinking, oh, something's going to happen. But it was a dream that we all had, and I just, I don't know, I fought with myself whether to buy it or not. I didn't really have the money. I didn't know if I wanted the responsibility. But it was a dream that was, it was getting away from all of us. So here I go. It was my passion, too. Here I am, 40 years old. What in the world am I going to... Why am I doing this? But I did it. I took it out of my savings, and I bought the team. I paid $20,000 for it. And I actually asked the league if I could be anonymous, because I didn't want to own it. I just wanted to play. And I just wanted my friends to play. And no, the league said we have to have someone, you know, to run the team and this and that. And anyway, the first year in that league was hell. It was absolute hell. It was, the guys turned out to be crooks. They ran off with the money. Teams went belly up. But my Sharks were tough. We were good. And we ended up losing in the second round of playoffs that first year. But the next year, the word was out, and women were, we went from having three teams, the two teams in Minnesota, and our team, three teams in 1999, and today I think there are, gosh, 80 plus across the nation. And the word had gotten out that all this interest was, you know, albeit an underground movement, there were women everywhere that were popping up that had the same passions as ours. And so I took my team out of this particular league, and we went independent, and we just played other teams that were popping up around the country. But it was a very, it's been a really tough road to hoe. It really has, because my family did not approve of this at all. I don't know, I'm pretty strong-willed. Bullheaded, as my father would say. He shouldn't talk, but that's where I get it from. But I stuck with it. And my parents were just, they just thought I was nuts, because the first year they watched me agonize over it. It was, I can't tell you how many hours per day on the phone. And really, it was, we were spinning our wheels. It was just, it just wasn't a good thing that first year, and they watched me go through that, and they watched, you know, they felt that it was just a waste of my money. My mother even told me that women should not play football. My dad was just not a very good business decision. My sisters thought we were all crazy, meaning my Sharks and I, because, you know, why would anyone want to play tackle football? I just didn't get a lot of support, but I kept at it. My Sharks kept at it. And I think my family finally realized that this was, it was something that I loved. And yeah, I do love it. I think that's the bond that that all the women playing, and especially my team, have. It's just, there's something about it. It can't be basketball or soccer or softball. It's not the same.
This is BJ of WFB Talk, and you're listening to the Eastern Conference Championship on the Independent Sports Network. Winner of tonight's matchup will play in the IWFL World Championship game held in Rock Hill, South Carolina on Saturday, July 26th, hosted by the Women's Football Foundation. For lists of complete weekend of events, visit IWFLsports.com. WFB Talk will return for next season each and every Sunday. Please follow our Twitter at WFB Talk. Good luck to both teams, and we'll see you in Rock Hill.
Earlier this year, the New York Sharks met a milestone, winning their 100th game in their long, illustrious career. After the game, New York Sharks broadcaster Pat Brown interviewed head coach Rich Harrigan.
How do you feel about the history of the New York Sharks? This was their 100th win in their career.
Wow, that's right. Well, tell you the truth, we were hoping to get it last week. It would have been very special on the road at the number one team in the league right now. But we got it now, and it's well-deserved for our owner, Andra Douglas. She's been in this for a long time. And this is why I told her before, I want to make history with her. I want to be a part of this. And if the 100th win happened today, and it happened under my watch, then I'm definitely very proud. Very happy, but it couldn't have been done without all the players playing hard today. First unit, second unit, third string players. A lot of players played today, and they are responsible for that 100 victory.
For the latest information on the New York Sharks, just visit their official website at www.nysharksfootball.com. And for official news on the IWFL, just go to their website at www.iwflsports.com.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group. That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship. And what breed would you say Satchmo is? I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound chihuahua-looking kind of mix. Tremendous dog. I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous. You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group. And finally, the loving face lick. It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks. Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one. Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Andra Douglas, owner of the New York Sharks, and you're listening to WFN Women's Football Network.
I'm Peyton Manning. Did you know that the Red Cross responds to more than 67,000 house and apartment fires every year? They show us how to prepare for emergencies from hurricanes to heart attacks. They respond immediately when lives are disrupted by natural disasters. They teach us to swim and to save lives. Red Cross volunteers and employees are committed to making our communities safer and healthier.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
The songs on your radio are brought to you by sound waves, frequency, and amplitude. By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help make it fun. Visit girlsgotech.org. A message from the Girl Scouts and Ad Council.
Hi, this is Tony Orlando wishing the New York Sharks a winning yellow ribbon season. When you win the championship, I want that statue and that trophy wrapped with a yellow ribbon. Come on, girls, go get them.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting?
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
For the latest information on the New York Sharks, just visit their official website at www.nysharksfootball.com. And for official news on the IWFL, just go to their website at www.iwflsports.com.
This is BJ of WFB Talk, and you're listening to the Eastern Conference Championship on the Independent Sports Network. Winner of tonight's matchup will play in the IWFL World Championship game held in Rock Hill, South Carolina on Saturday, July 26th, hosted by the Women's Football Foundation. For a list of complete weekend of events, visit IWFLsports.com. WFB Talk will return for next season each and every Sunday. Please follow our Twitter at WFB Talk. Good luck to both teams, and we'll see you in Rock Hill.
Hi, this is Andra Douglas, owner of the New York Sharks, and you're listening to WFN Women's Football Network.
I'm Peyton Manning. Did you know that the Red Cross responds to more than 67,000 house and apartment fires every year? They show us how to prepare for emergencies from hurricanes to heart attacks. They respond immediately when lives are disrupted by natural disasters. They teach us to swim and to save lives. Red Cross volunteers and employees are committed to making our communities safer and healthier.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
The songs on your radio are brought to you by Soundwave's Frequency and Amplitude. By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help make it fun. Visit girlsgotech.org. A message from the Girl Scouts and Ad Council.
Hi, this is Tony Orlando wishing the New York Sharks a winning yellow ribbon season. When you win the championship, I want that statue and that trophy wrapped with a yellow ribbon. Come on, girls. Go get them.
They're giving her a hug.
This is BJ of WFB Talk, and you're listening to the Eastern Conference Championship on the Independent Sports Network. Winner of tonight's matchup will play in the IWFL World Championship game held in Rock Hill, South Carolina on Saturday, July 26th, hosted by the Women's Football Foundation. For a list of complete weekend of events, visit IWFLsports.com. WFB Talk will return for next season each and every Sunday. Please follow our Twitter at WFB Talk. Good luck to both teams, and we'll see you in Rock Hill.
Hi, this is Andra Douglas, owner of the New York Sharks, and you're listening to WFN Women's Football Network.
Are you ready for some football?
Side of the third quarter, the Sharks got the ball. It was a short kick. They started at their 40-yard line. Three plays later, a catch by Notre Dame for a first down, but fumbled, and now Pittsburgh has it. Second down and 8 at the Pittsburgh 43-yard line, where we are at the 13-15 mark. Second down for Pittsburgh after a fumble by the New York Sharks. It's 13-6. You're listening to Pat Brown, the voice of the New York Sharks. I formation twins to the right for Horton. Osselborn in the backfield, and pitch to Osselborn, going outside, cutting upside, tackled right down by 31 Terrell, gain of about 3, it'll be third down and 5. So again, a recap of the start of the third quarter. Sharks got the ball around their 40-yard line, went first play was a loss of 3, second play was a gain of 9, third play was a gain of 4, for the first down. But before Peyton hit the ground, the ball popped up, recovered by Pittsburgh, and that's where we have it now. Third down and 5 at the 47-yard line for Pittsburgh in shotgun and trips to the left. That's pass ball thrown, caught by 17, and going straight through, tackled by number 18, Brown, gain of 11, going to be first down for Pittsburgh. Ball is spotted at the New York 41-yard line. Again, Sharks coming right out, getting some positive, and then bang, bang, turnover. Fourth turnover of the day. 15, first down and 10, trips to the left, high formation. And handoff, and in the back. Oh, she got away from the tackle of Terrell and broke free. Game 5, tackled by number 5, Collins. Oh, Terrell and 91, Elliott had her in the backfield, and I don't know how she wiggled out, but she did. And they give her 4 yards. It'll be second down and 6. Ball is on the 37 of New York. Sharp defense putting a bind all in the first half, and again, to start the second half. Twins right, eye formation, Osborne, the deep back, Horton under center. And handoff up the middle, big hole, Osborne swung for it, gain of 8, first down. Pittsburgh doing what they did well in the first half, and that's running the ball very effectively. Horton's saying, get the play back in, get the play in. So now it's first and 10 at the 28-yard line of New York. Pittsburgh breaks the huddle. Wazowski and Hayes go wide to the right. Sullivan tight end to the left. Osborne and Chick in the backfield now. First time this duo has been in the backfield. Now they go into the traditional I formation. Horton checking the line and now calling the play. And now handoff up the middle. Nope, it's a fake. And goes to the outside and tackled by 33, Grimsley, on 14, Horton. Horton is down. Horton is down, but it looks like she's just going to go there, looking at her right leg. Looking at her right leg, she gained 7. She's second down and 3. They're looking at her right leg, calf, or ankle. I can't really make it out right now, but they are looking at the right. She's got her hands on her stomach, going to her helmet. There's the head coach, T-Con, going to check on her quarterback. And she's wincing now, grabbing at the back of the knee or the calf of her right leg. It was a strong, clean tackle by number 33, Grimsley. Now she's got her hand across her face mask. Looks like she's in some pain. You never want to see that in any football game at all. She's a gamer. She's a high-quality player. Money player. Great leader. It might be cramps there. Looking now, it looked like the calf, the right calf muscle. So they're working on her right now. And, well, she'll have to come out for one play at least. And she's got her hands on her helmet. And it looked like she is in some kind of pain. You can't really make out what it is now. Looks like they're going to pick her up. And she's still going to the right calf. Takes the helmet off. Still checking the calf, and she's not walking on it yet, man. Nope, she's not going to put any weight on that leg at all. So I don't know if it's a – well, now she's putting some weight on it. That looks good. She's putting some weight on it. It could be a cramp possibly, but she's going to have to come out for a play. It was gain of 6, actually. It's going to be second down and 4. Ball's on the 23-yard line. So now in that quarterback will go number 16, Kara Prentice. or number 82, Baker. It looked like it's Baker at quarterback. And that's who it is, number 82, Andrew Baker. So, second down, eye formation. And hand off the middle. Baker's going to take it. And going to be tackled for a big loss all the way back to the 30-yard line. This is the start of the third quarter. We're at the 9:30 mark. The score is Pittsburgh 19, New York Sharks 6. Sharks gave away a fumble, and then Pittsburgh got it back. Lisa Horton is hurt. She's on the sideline right now. And number 82, Angela Baker, is in at quarterback. It's now third down and 11 all the way back to the 30-yard line. It's Haig and Wazowski wide to the right. Broken Eye, Osborne in the backfield. Sullivan tight to the left. Now it's a handoff up the middle. Bounce to the outside. Cut this side. And tackled right at the 25. Bringing up a fourth down and 6. Still checking Horton on the sideline. Look like now they're getting hydrated. So it's going to be fourth down and 6 for Angela Baker and the Pittsburgh Passion offense. Looks like they're just going to keep Horton out for this drive and then bring him back in. That's what it looks like so far. So fourth down and 6 at the 25-yard line for Pittsburgh. Angela Baker in. It's double twins high formation. Angela Baker and option. Not going to go anywhere. Going to be a turnover on downs. The New York Sharks defense comes up big. So now the offense gets back on the field. They do not give up any points on the fumble. And now the offense gets back on to do what they need to do. 8 minutes, 6 seconds left to go in the third. Now they're looking at Horton's right arm on the sideline as well. Looking at her wrist. So, shotgun formation, hole to the right of Mulligan in shotgun. Mulligan back to pass, rolling to the right. Ball thrown. Oh, in and out of the hands of Fields. Will be second down. Sharp offense trying to get some efficiency going. Efficiency, I should say. Second down and 10 from their own 24-yard line. Same formation, shotgun. Mulligan awaiting the snap. And back to pass. Ball thrown. Caught by number 5, Connell. Gain of 5, will be third down and 5. And hold on. And Connell is down. And she's hurting. And we're waiting to see. I'm trying to see what she's hurting. Her feet don't look to be hurting, so it's something upper body. And it might be the shoulder or the arm. Looking at the right side of her upper body, and we can't really make out right now what it is, but it is the upper body, and she is in some kind of pain. So we're going to see right now what's going on. It was a good, strong tackle. She fought for extra yards. She got the 5 yards. And hopefully she's going to be all right. So we're going to wait to see. We hope Erica Cottle is going to be okay. They are still working on the upper right side of her. She's not moving her legs around like she's in pain a lot right now. So both the Pittsburgh trainer and the Sharp trainer are there. And we just hope that it is going to be okay and she's going to be all right and we'll be able to play the rest of the game. And now she's getting ready. It looks like she's getting ready to sit up. Nope, she just picks her legs up, that's all. Well, you never want to see anybody get injured. I couldn't make out exactly what happened. She did catch the pass. She did get up. She did fight for some extra yards. A good clean tackle. And now they're sitting her up and sitting her back down. All right, this is a little more than we want to see. But she is sitting up right now, sitting back down. Yes, she is in some pain because right now, every time they go to sit her up, she stops and then lays right back down. So it looked like it's an upper arm, shoulder type injury. I'm not a doctor, of course. I don't know what's going on, but I'm just looking through my binoculars at what they're treating, and it is the right upper side of her body. And now they got her sitting up again. Still waiting to see what's going on, and the trainers are right there. And now they are, she's up. All right, she's up, walking on her own power, but they are holding her upper body. And she is now off the field, and they're going to work on her. So it's a third down and five. The ball is at their own 28-yard line. Taking her place is number 18, Brown. That's wide receiver. She's wide to the right with Mattel inside of her. Shotgun formation from Mulligan. Back to pass. Ball thrown. Oh! Mulligan overthrew an open receiver, 45 field. It's going to be fourth down. Should look to punt right here because the ball is on there, 28. Don't want to give Pittsburgh extra field position if you don't get this first down. So we're going to see what's going to happen here. So shotgun formation, double slots again, fourth down and five. And that pass, ball thrown, caught by Zayden, gets upfield, and has a first down. Up to the 35, move the chains for the New York Sharks. So now the Sharks have it at their 35, first and 10. They go now, double slot still, it's Natal Brown and Fields and Vaden. Mulligan has Hall to her right, first and 10. 6:40 left to go in the third, back to pass. And ball thrown, caught by Vaden, and fumbles out of bounds. Oh, she's got to hold on to the ball and stop running backwards after she catches the pass. Catch the pass, go forward. Not 2 yards back. So she gained four, went back two to come back again, then fumbled the ball out of bounds. The ball went out of bounds where? And why are they, I don't know why they're walking the ball back to the original line of scrimmage. She caught the ball cleanly, took two or three steps. So why are you putting the ball back to the line of scrimmage? Is there a penalty? I don't see a flag on the play. Is there? It is. An eligible receiver downfield. I don't even see the flag on the field. Anybody see a flag? Okay, so it was an eligible receiver downfield. It's a 5-yard penalty back to the 30, first down and 15. I never saw a flag on the field at all. They're back in the double slot shotgun. Pittsburgh showing blitz, now back out. Back to pass, hand off to Blue Hall, and they came right into it as they came on a blitz, and there was nothing doing. Offensive line just let Griswold fly right through. Going to be second down and 20 after a loss of five again on the carry by Hall. 5:45 and counting. Mulligan getting the play and calling it. Brown and Patel on the left. Baden and Fields on the right. Waiting for the snap. Back to pass. Time. Ball thrown. Oh. Again, high intended for 81 Mattel. And Mulligan is just overshooting the receivers right now in this third quarter. They're open, but just too much power, too much muscle. Not able to get into the hands of her receiver. Third down and 20. Got to get all the way up to the Shark 45-yard line for a first. Now they go trips to the right. Brown, Fields, and Baden. Wide to the left is Mattel. Hall to the right of Mulligan and Shotgun. Mulligan calls the play, waiting for the snap. And the blitz comes rolling to the left. Back to pass. Ball thrown up. Oh, overthrown again. Another open receiver. And right now, Mulligan is not sharp at all. In comes the punting unit for the Sharks. Three plays, three receivers open, ready to catch, three bad passes, leading to a punting situation for New York. Going back deep for the passer. Number two, McAtee, and number 17, Wazowski. Is the punt is number 81, Mackie Natale. There's a snap. Flag's on the play. And we don't know what the flag is. And now we got another Shark hurt. That's 44, Tia Hopkins. And she's holding her shoulder. And the flag was against New York. And Hopkins is her shoulder. She's holding her shoulder. And they're attending to her right now. So it was a illegal procedure against the offense before the punt got off. And number 44, the captain, Tia Hopkins, is on the field right now being tended to by the trainers, looking at her left upper body. Still tending to her on the field right now. 5:06 in the third quarter. And it's just, you know, when it just slows the game down, it's just terrible to see. So right now she's sitting up. All right, they're still talking to her right now. Vanessa Mahoney. And now Rev is giving up. And she's walking off on her own power, holding her right arm a little bit, but they're not really, like, looking at it, so look like she just got shook up a little bit and walking off on her own power. So we're going to have a punting situation again, 5 yards back for New York. So the towel's in to punt. Fourth down is very long. Wazowski and McAtee, Pittsburgh showing overload. There's a snap. And the punt's off. In short, comes down, taken by Wazowski, tries to get to the corner. That's the corner. Has the wall. Dipping down. Cuts inside and finally pulled down. A nice wall there put on by Pittsburgh. And she goes all the way down inside the 10 to the 8-7. So Pittsburgh knocking at the door in this third quarter. 19-6 is the score right now. So now, let's see, did Horton go back in at quarterback? And yes, Horton is back in at quarterback. So she shook off the little entry. Now Chick is behind her. She's under the center, trips to the right. Ball's first and goal on the 7. She's taking a long time, and now, still taking a long time. Now she's under the center. And hand off the middle, and breaking through, but only Brown and Brown. The Brown and Brown connection, 41, Felicia Brown, 1890 Brown. Gain up to the 5-yard line, it's going to be second and goal. Number 22, Deuce Reyes in the defensive backfield right now. Number 47, Cam Myers in that linebacker replacement, 44. Now it's broken eye Osborn in the backfield. Hits to Osborn. Goes to the outside. Breaks it outside. Cuts inside. And so it'll be third down and goal at the two. And now here comes the heavy load for Pittsburgh. It's the big jumbo pack led by number 65, Isha Clark. Looks like they're going to give the big back bruiser the ball right here on the end zone. They line up in the triple eye. That's what they like to do. Give it to big 65. And another 65. And pushing. And no signal yet. And there is the signal for the touchdown. At the 3:14 mark, Pittsburgh puts another 6 on the board. It's a 2-yard run by number 16, 65, I should say. And it's now 25-6. Extra point by Amy Fallon coming up. Snap, hold, kick up, and looks like it's good, and it is. It's 26 now to 6. Sharks offense now has to do a lot of work in only 18 minutes and 14 seconds. Kickoff return team on the field. That touchdown was set up by an excellent punt return by number 17, Wachowski. Three plays later, punched in for a 2-yard run. Amy Fallon and the kickoff team comes in. It looked like they're not going to kick the ball deep because they got burned by number 18, Brown. But what I would do, I would keep my back line up, thinking that they're going to kick short, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're cheating up 18, Brown, and 8, Aliza. Amy Fallon approaches and kicks. Short kick high, bouncing, taken by 33, and going to fall forward at the 44-yard line. Good play there by Grimsley, attacking the ball, getting it, and going forward. So New York will take over first and 10 from their own 44-yard line. So Sharp offense sideline, the whistle has been blown for the ball to be put in play. Now they run from the sideline right through the line of scrimmage. Sharks have to score and score quick. Can't take a lot of time. And a little confusion right now as now they get it straight. Mattel goes wide to the right. It trips to the left. Brown, Fields, and Baden. In the backfield, number 41, Brown, behind quarterback Munkin under center. And blitz. And pitch to Brown. Does not go outside and loses 4. And that tackle was done by the whole interior of the defensive line. And now Pittsburgh is just teeing off and blitzing just about every play. That was led by number 97. That is Octavian Griswold. Second down, loss of 3. Second down and 13. Now it's double slot. There's Brown, right. I'm sorry, left. Fields and Basin right. And back to pass. Ball thrown. Mulligan again. Bad pass. Third down and long. Back on the 41. Third down, 13. Pittsburgh does now staying back because they know New York has to pass. And back to pass now. Time ball thrown. Knocked over and almost picked off. That ball was jumped by the cornerback. And now Sharks are in big trouble here. Fourth down and 13. 2 minutes, 12 seconds left to go. 26-6 is the score. Double slot, Brown and Tell. Field space. and back to pass. Ball thrown, dropped. Unbelievable. You're throwing a 2-yard pass on fourth down and 14. I don't understand that play call at all. And you turn over the ball on downs, and you're inside your own 45, just giving Pittsburgh excellent field position. You might as well have punted the ball instead of trying to run a 2-yard pass. But this second half is on the quarterback. Karen Mulligan has been off target this whole third quarter, overthrowing receivers, and that time it wasn't her fault. The pass was dropped, but it was a 2-yard pass on 4th and 13. So Pittsburgh now coming to the line of scrimmage, and all they need to do is run the ball, take time off the clock. Twins to the left, high formation, Osborne in the deep back. And run, and missed tackles in the backfield. And finally going to be taken down after a gain of 3, and Osborne is hurt. I saw that right there. That was a pullback. She got her leg caught underneath. And Talisha Brown is down as well. And now Talisha Brown is up, but Osborne is down. I saw that one. Her leg got caught underneath her as she was being pushed back. And I did not like that at all. That looked like a possible knee injury right there. And that was not good. So Osborne was the running back. She got 3 yards, hard, tough, strong 3 yards, but I saw the leg get caught underneath her as she was being, and they are attending to her right now, and I can't even make out what's going on because there's a lot of people around her, trainer, head coach, quarterback, other running back, obstructing my cue right now, and they're looking at her lower body. I don't even know what side, but she's not moving at all. She's laying on the side. Now they're rolling her halfway over. Now they're rolling her all the way over. They're looking at the leg, left leg, no, right leg of number 5, Osborne. Jeez. So right now they are looking at her, attending to her, take care of a little business right here. The New York Sharks are backed by the Fins Up Foundation for Female Athletics. The Fins Up Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 organization formed for the purpose of supporting young girls interested in pursuing sports, specifically football. If you or someone you know wants to coach, play, referee, or become involved in the sport of football, please visit our website at www.finsupfoundation.org or www.nysharksfootball.com. All donations to the foundation are tax deductible and can be made online. And Osborne is up, being helped off the field, not putting a lot of weight on that leg at all. So now they start the clock, and Osborne is out, and they're helping her to the bench. And now they break the huddle as play resumes. It's second down and 7 after a 3-yard gain. It's Wazowski and Cade wide right. Chick in the backfield, hand off the chick up the middle, bouncing around, falling forward, and going to be close to a first down. Stopped a little short. She'll be 2 yards short. It'll be third down and 2 from the Shark 34-yard line. Actually, give her the 33-yard line. Now to get to the 31. And they go quickly to the line of scrimmage. And up to Kalisha Cross, she goes for it at the first down. Hard to stop that big body when she gets going forward. So it's a first down for Pittsburgh inside the 32-29. Pittsburgh will be content to just run the ball 40 seconds left to go in this third quarter where they scored one touchdown, making it 26-6. They break the huddle. Kalisha Clark and Chick in the backfield and I. Hagan left out key wide to the right. Tight end Sullivan on the left. Horton on the center, taking the time, now waiting. Motion by Kadisha Clark, offset eye left. And we got flags on the play, as we should. Nope, we call timeout. Timeout because coach did not like what he saw, or it was going to be close to getting a penalty on delay of game. So they take their first timeout of the second half at the 11-second mark of the third quarter. They have two remaining. Sharks have three remaining. It'll be a first down and 10 from the Sharks 29 when this timeout is over. Winner of this game will be in 2 weeks going down to Rock Hill, South Carolina, to play the IWFL World Championship. Right now, the score that I got update for the Houston-Madison game out on the West Coast is Houston 31, Madison nothing. Houston trying to go to back-to-back IWFL championship games, losing last year to Carolina Phoenix 14-0. Pittsburgh now, isolation, twins right. And that's the pass. Ball thrown up! Almost intercepted. Okay, we have now a final in the Western Conference Championship. The Energy will be going to their second IWFL Championship game. They are the big-time winners, 53-0 over the Madison Blaze. The officials timeout right now on the field as Horton is hurt and she's going to be limping off the field in that right calf again. And they have to take her out of the game, and I believe number 82, Baker, will be going back in at quarterback. And that is, so Horton will come out of the game. That will be it for her. She did a fine job throwing two touchdown passes, engineering the offense. So now we have the end of the third quarter. It is now 26-6. Pittsburgh. You're listening to the IWFL Eastern Conference Championship game on Blog Talk Radio. I am the voice of the New York Sharks, Pat Brown. Partner Dave Maxwell absent, taking care of some personal business. Give a shout-out to him, his wife, and his son. Give a shout-out to my family, Cynthia Randall, Naomi, Mandy's here. So now it's the start of the fourth quarter, and Pittsburgh has the ball deep in New York Sharks territory, threatening to score. Once again, ball is on the 29-yard line, second down. So Pittsburgh taking their time. So now they break the huddle. And now they go right to the line of scrimmage. Eye formation, Clark and Chick. And Davis hands it off to Chick, right in the middle of the field, stopped up by 88 Davis, 31 Terrell, and 41. And Brown is down again. And she was shaken up two plays before, and now she's down again, and she's in pain. Stomping her foot. She's in a lot of pain, kicking. They're trying to calm her down. Takes the helmet off. They're looking at the left leg. Did not see what happened. Andrew Douglas, the owner, Dana Spaulding, COO, head trainer Vanessa Mahoney, all looking to Alicia Brown. Alicia Brown in pain, looking at her left leg. I don't know if it's the knee or the ankle. Can't tell right now. My vision's being blocked, but she is in a lot of pain right now. A lot of things going on in this game, a lot of hard hits, a lot of injuries going on. You never want to see it, don't like it, never like injuries in football games. It's part of the nature of the beast, but it's still not something you look forward to. Look forward to a hard-hitting game, a clean-hitting game, a hard fought game, but never ever do you want to see your opponent getting hurt. That's in my opinion. Game for over 21 years, coaching for over 15. So now, right now, both teams are just going to sit. You're not taking them off the field, but this is an official timeout at the start of the fourth quarter, 14-41. It's going to be a third down and 10 for Pittsburgh coming up after this injury timeout. And my prayers are going to everyone that was hurt in this game today, from Pittsburgh side of the ball, Horton, Osborne, on the New York side, Cottle, and now Tricia Brown, and also 44, Tia Hopkins. But Hopkins came back in the game. Cottle, I did not see back in the game. So right now, they're still tending to Tricia Brown. They don't have any words to say. Just hoping that she's all right. Now they are picking her up. And, all right, that is an excellent sign right there. She is walking under her own power, not even a limp. So maybe it was just the leg got twisted up under her as she made the tackle. So that's a good sign right there. She's walking off under her own power, totally straight, totally strong. So that's an excellent sign. So now she'll be replaced, and it's going to be a third down and 10 at the Shark 29-yard line for the Pittsburgh Passion, led by now quarterback number 82, Angela Baker. Clock is now started, 14:30. 17, Wachowski, Hague, 7, and 65, Clark trips to the right. Baker and shotgun now with Chick behind her. Sullivan tight end on the left. Baker waiting for the snap. Motion now by Hague, going across the formation. Now she's going to be at the up back on the left. And now back now to option, Baker. And not going to get able to pitch it and get tackled right there by 48 Goldsack. 47 is Myers. And it's going to be fourth down and long right at the line of scrimmage. Got no gain on the play. As now the other twin, number 68, Goldsack, comes in and Myers comes out. It's going to be fourth down and 10 from the Shark 29-yard line, 13:30 and counting. Pittsburgh definitely not in any rush to do anything. So it now trips to the left. Kadisha Clark goes wide. Nope, now she changes her to the left side of Baker. I'm looking for that control roll to the left to the trip side coming up. There's a roll. There it is. Control roll. Now throws the ball up and caught by pushed out of bounds by Brown, short of the first down, and the Sharks will take over first and 10. Good job by Brown, letting her catch the ball outside and then immediately tackling her out of bounds. Sharks take over first down and 10. It's Natel and Brown on the left. Fields and Baden on the right. The ball is at the Shark 22-yard line. 12:27 left to go in the game. Mulligan in shotgun, 27 Hall to her right. Mulligan waiting the snap. Now back to pass. Ball thrown. Caught by Fields. Still going. And tackled down by three or four Pittsburgh passing players. Gain up to the 28-yard line. Gain of 6, second down and 4. Sharks should be going quickly, not taking a lot of time. As the play is being called, Mattel and Brown on the left, Fields and Baden on the right. Now all to the left side of Mulligan and shotgun. And back to pass. Ball thrown. And oh, it was in and out of the hands. Oh, man, right there. That was Fields who had it and was running before she had full control. And it fell incomplete. It's going to be third down and 4. Oh, Mulligan put that one right on the money. Best pass of the half. wasn't held on to. Third down, four. Now they're going with some speed. Back to pass. Ball thrown. Caught by the tail for a first down. Up to the 34-yard line. So now they move the ball and move the chains. Now I'm all getting hit for the line of scrimmage. And we're waiting for the referee to put the ball down. Now the ball is down. They should be called to play and line it up. 11 minutes, 5 seconds left to go. Still the same formation. And back to pass. And now ball thrown. And knocked away. Mulligan didn't wait for Brown to clear. Threw that too early. If Brown was even with the receiver, she would have put that up and over. Maybe Brown would have had a chance. So second down and 10 from the 34. Down 10:51 left in the game. Waiting for the snap. And back to pass. And ball thrown. Oh, my goodness. Way overthrown. Mulligan again, just third down and 10 from the 34. And we got a Pittsburgh player now down. That's 97, Octavia Griswold. So another official timeout. Oh, man. Oh, this is a rough sport, whether it's men playing or women playing. And you just don't want to see it all. I mean, you know, there's a lot of injuries that have taken place here. Some players have gotten back on the field. Some players have not. So right now they're looking. Let me see if I can ascertain. Yes, they're looking at her left knee right now. Looking at her left knee. Her sister checking in on her. So right now it's going to be a third down and 10 for New York on their own 34. And now Octavia's up and walking under her own power. That's good to see also. On both sides of the ball, players walking off under their own power, signifying to me at least that they are okay. Third down and 10 coming up. So now we are waiting. Mulligan now getting on the field as a third down and 10. Mattel and Brown on the left, Shields and Baden on the right. That's the pass. Time. Now thrown up. Down goes. Oh, where's the flag? Oh, come on. You cannot impede the progress of the receiver. Fourth down for New York. And in comes the punting unit for New York. Back deep is Haig and McAfee. And Brown is hurt on the knee. And the punt is 81, Mattel. And line drive kick to the sideline and still rolling down and out of bounds at the 39-yard line where Pittsburgh will take over first down and 10. So Angela Baker will bring the Pittsburgh offense back on the field. 10 minutes and 6 seconds away from taking Pittsburgh to the 2014 IWFL championship game. So Brown, who was shaking up on that offensive series, back on the field. And they still have the defense huddled up, and they break it. So now, broken eye formation. Haig left, Wachowski right. Baker on the center, and handoff going around outside, and tackle for a loss. Chased out of bounds by 31 Terrell. That's going to be a loss all the way back to the... Come on, show me a spot, 38, 8-yard line, loss of one. Nope, they get it back to the line of scrimmage. That's a generous spot. No gain on the play, second down and 10. But they're going to be content to let the clock run. They got 45 seconds before they snap that ball, and that's what we're going to do. They're going to have 44 seconds run off. At least that's what I would do. They line up. It's twins to the left eye formation. Clark and Chick in the backfield. Chick is the deep back. Baker on the center, and now what's going on? We have a timeout. Well, official timeout. I don't see any flag or anything, but the Lions person is coming up to the umpire and saying something. I don't know what he's saying. Okay. Too bad we don't have microphones down there. We can find out what's going on. What? Still don't know what's happening. Okay, now we got the ball ready for play. Interesting. High formation, check the deep back. Angela Baker on the center, second down and 10. And now, what is going on? We have no idea what's happening right now. He's going, talking to head coach of Pittsburgh, and I don't know what's going on. Can somebody tell us what? He has no way of getting word to us as to what's going on the field. We have no idea. So right now, there's an official timeout. And there are a lot of people on the Sharks sideline walking. I have no idea what's happening. Maybe they wanted to move off the sideline. I don't know. So now the ball is ready for play. Second down and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Pittsburgh, Angela Baker on the center for the third time, but not able to snap the ball yet, but now she should be able to. Twins to the left. And hand over up the middle. Chip through. And off to the right. Finally tackled by 33 Grizzly. But, man, that was just a straight-up push. Okay. But it's a big run. And hold on, we got a shot down. A shot is down. I don't know who that is right now. I did not see the number. But there is another shot down and rising back and forth. So right now we don't know who that is. I cannot make the number out. She's on her back. The trainer is tending to her. That was a long gain of 20 yards for a chick up to the 38-yard line of New York at the 8:33 mark of this game in the fourth quarter. We will get the number of the injured player as soon as we can. Still working on it. Looks like the upper, I don't know if it's the upper body, lower body. I can't tell from this vantage point through my binoculars. And now they're sitting her up, and it is number 33 Grizzly holding her side. 33 Grizzly was the cornerback holding the side. And hold on, now we got another player down. Oh, my goodness, what is going on? Another player that was in the huddle on a knee just went down. And I don't know what number that is. Oh. So two Sharks players down on this play. One that was being tended to, and the other one was on a knee, and then just went down. And they quickly yelled for the trainer to come and tend to her. And we do not have the number yet. As again, a lot of people are around. Nandi Brown right there, also with the injured player. again, the official timeout, of course. Oh, one of the most agonizing games that I broadcast. Just too many injuries going on. And that was number 31, Amber Terrell, that was shaken up. But she's all right, and she has to come out for a play. So now Pittsburgh lines back up. First down and 10 from the Sharp 38-yard line. I formation, chick deep. Clark in front of her. Paper at quarterback. Waiting for the snap. And hand off the chick. Bounce to the outside. Inside and tackled down. Gain of about 4 up to the 34-yard line. It's going to be second down and 6. And that's all Pittsburgh's going to do for the rest of the game is just run chick left, run chick right. Just keep that clock moving. No need to throw the ball up into the air. Just keep the clock rolling. Good sound football. Pittsburgh maintaining their undefeated season. So Angela Baker into the huddle, out of the huddle. Now they break it. Twins to the right, tight left, eye formation. Check to deep back. Angela Baker on the center. And hand up again to check. And going to be tackled from behind, actually, by 88 Davis. Came back down the line of scrimmage. Gain of 3. Going to be third down and 2 at the 31. Sharks shuttling players in and out. 7 minutes left to go and counting. I got to believe on this 3rd and 2, they're going to give it to the big back, Katisha Clark. She's hard to stop, short yardage situation. Twins to, it's trips now to left, and there's the big back right behind Baker. And now the Sharks lining up. And Baker on the center, and hand off to Clark. Falls forward, she falls forward, but not going to get a first down. She's just short. She's going to be right at the 30-yard line. It's going to be 4th down and 1, and we have an official timeout. Nope, now he starts it up. He thought that another play was hurt, but it wasn't. She got right back up. So it's 4th down and 1 for Pittsburgh. 6 minutes left to go in the game. And now, multiple substitutions by Pittsburgh. And right now, there's a lot going on. And they got to make sure they got enough people on the field. And they're going to superpower offense, triple I. They scored a touchdown on this. And Baker on the center. And up to Clark. And Clark bounces around. Falls forward. And not going to get it. Turnover on downs. That's a hard, gritty defensive line right there. They were being pushed back, but they gained only a little bit of ground. Clark tried to reach forward for the first down. Did not get it. Turnover on downs. The Sharks have it. 1st and 10. But Clark is not their friend. They won't be their friend for the rest of the evening. 5:27 left to go in the game. And the Sharks will fall short. And going on to the IWFL Championship game will be the Pittsburgh pass. Back to pass, ball thrown, and drops. That was 82 Baden on the drop. Going to be 2nd down and 10. 5:22 left. Double slot still. 27 Hall in the backfield. And back to pass. Ball thrown. Caught. Oh, dropped again by 82. And we got a flag on the play. In the backfield. And we don't know. We're going to find out whether we got personal foul. against the offense. Oh, my goodness. What? That's frustration that should not be tolerated in any level, any sport, anywhere, uncalled for, unnecessary. So that's 15 yards all the way back, just shooting yourself even more in the foot. Nothing else to really say about that as the ball goes all the way back to the 16-yard line, and it's still third down, 5:15 left to go in the game. Mulligan back to pass. Hand off to Hall. Run forward, still going. Gains about 10. I'm sorry, gains about 7. Probably fourth down and long, and got to have the punting unit come back on the field for New York because you're on your 20-yard line, fourth down, and you got to get all the way up to the 39. But the Sharks are going for it. I guess, you know what? Might as well. Same formation, shotgun for Mulligan. Back to pass. Ball up and overthrown. And turnover on down. The Pittsburgh gets the ball right at the Sharks 20-yard line. I don't understand that, ladies and gentlemen. So there's only 4 minutes and 35 seconds left in the New York Sharks season. Valiant season it was. Sharks probably coming back, winning a division title, going to the conference championship, winning their first playoff game since 2012. So I formation for Pittsburgh for Chick in the deep back behind Clark. Baker on the center. And hand off to Clark. Goes forward, gets backed up right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe gains a yard. Doesn't matter how many yards. You just want to keep the clock moving. So it'll be second down for Pittsburgh. Four minutes, 10 seconds left to go. So you give credit where credit is due, as you should. It was a good, sound football game played by Pittsburgh. Sharks did not maintain their composure. 4 turnovers on the day. 3 minutes, 50 seconds, second down and 10 at the 20-yard line. Ezra Baker under center, offset high. Now it's a run to Chick going to the outside and breaks one tackle but stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. Still no gain on the play as Chick went back deeper and we got the official timeout waving his hands. 3:33 mark of the fourth quarter. So it's a timeout. That's what happened. Sharks took a timeout. You take the time out. So as I was saying, you give credit to where credit is due. The Pittsburgh Passion stay true to form. They will go to 10-0 and will go to their IWFL championship, and they will be playing the Houston Energy going to their second championship game in a row. Last year they lost 14-0 to the Carolina Phoenix, and I know they are hungry and they are waiting and awaiting the winner of this game in 2 weeks. And on that Houston Energy team is a former New York Shark running back who got a great job down in the Houston area, and that is Odessa Jenkins. She's wearing number 5 for the Houston Energy. So good luck to you, Odessa, and the Houston Energy. You'll be taking on the Pittsburgh Passion. 9-1 versus 10-0. In 2 weeks in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Motion now by Hague. And handoff. Now runs Baker. And she tries to get around. And she she fumbles. And it's picked up by two. And she's going to go all the way for a touchdown. It's a 8-yard something to cheer about for the New York Sharks at the 3:14 mark of the fourth quarter. And the Sharks will be going for two. And Mulligan and shotgun. It's Natal and Brown left, Fields and Baden right. And back to pass, rolling to the mouth, ball thrown, and oh! Almost. It was incomplete, intended for 45. So New York, a long, long fumble return. Second turnover for Pittsburgh, but right now, they really don't care because there's only 3 minutes and 14 seconds. They are up by 14 points. But there's a lot that can happen in 3 minutes and 14 seconds. Just go way back to where it was 31-3 at halftime. The Houston Oilers against the Buffalo Bills. And bang, 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 it was a comeback victory for the Buffalo Bills, taking them to their third Super Bowl in a row. So right now, this game is not over yet. It's 14 points away. 3 minutes, 14 seconds, that's a lot of time in a football game. So right now, Junior Colangelo will be lining it up. You've got to expect an onside kick right here, as so does Pittsburgh do. They got their hand team up in the front. Colangelo's ready. She runs and kicks and bounces. And it rolls out of bounds. Oh, man, that was a perfect kick by Colangelo. Rolled out of bounds. And now the referees and the linesman and the judge are talking, and the field judge are talking. We got flags on the plate. Now, the ball was touched by Pittsburgh, but I don't know if that has anything to do with it. The ball, all right, if it's not a flag, if the ball was touched by Pittsburgh, because if it was, the ball goes out of bounds, Pittsburgh gets the ball right there. So that's what they're talking about, I would figure. Oh, what a nice kick by Julia Colangelo, and the Sharks just tried to get it before it went out of bounds, and it doesn't. And they do call a legal procedure against New York. And it's going to be declined, and the Pittsburgh will take over first and ten right where the ball went out of bounds. So if Pittsburgh didn't touch it, the ball did go out of bounds. They have the choice of taking a penalty or taking the ball. Obviously, you're going to take the ball. 3 minutes, 11 seconds left to go in. Oh, wait. No. They took the penalty. Wow. He went. Okay, I know I'm not blind. He went like this to decline the penalty, but they marked it off and going to redo it. Okay, so the Sharks get another attempt to do an onside kick. Allergies now starting to kick up. Colangelo ready. She runs and kicks. High! Stelton! Oh! And the Sharks get it! The Sharks get it! They did get it! What is the signal? Come on! Make the score! Sharks ball! Sharks ball! It was returned and caught by number 18, Monty Brown, on the return. What a play by the rookie. And the Sharks have it first and 10, and the ball is marked at the Pittsburgh 46-yard line. 3:11 left to go. Hey, anything can happen. Here we go. Shotgun formation, Natal, Brown, Field and Baden are the receivers. Hall to the right of Mulligan and shotgun. First down and 10 in shotgun. Waiting for the snap. This snap, back to back. Rolling. Time. Similar time. Throwing. Three. Overthrown. Good defense by Pittsburgh. And it's going to be second down. Oh, yes. Here we go. It's now 3 minutes, 4 seconds, second down. They say, oh, we got a flag. Yes, there was a flag. And it was a figure holding because he's marking 10 yards off. So now it's going to be trips to the left. Nope, not trips to the left, sorry. Twins to the left. Twins to the right. Shotgun formation, Morgan, first and 20. Ball all the way back to the 44-yard line. Motion by Brown coming across. Now it's trips. Back to pass. Now ball thrown. Tip. At the line of scrimmage, it's going to be third. By saying that. Three minutes left, 80-yard fumble return by Deuce Reyes. Sharks have the onside kick, down 26-12. So, first down and second down at 20. Brown goes across the formation again. Back pass. Time. More time. Ball thrown. And caught by the middle. And stacked up. Good play there by the linebacker coming up and catching number 27, Hall. After she catches the ball, getting up to the, with the ball down, thank you, the 47-yard line. It's going to be third down and 17. Now they line up. It's now trips to the right, wide to the left. And Pittsburgh in there, home-ground defense, trying to keep everybody in front. Mulligan waiting the snap. 2:13 left to go, third down. Here comes the blitz. Under pressure. Sets up. Throw it deep. Back to Allen. Overthrown. Oh. Mulligan had the streaking receiver. She had the defender beat. But not able to get the speed to get up to the ball. Blitz came by Pittsburgh. Mulligan sidestepped, got the pass off, but I believe that's the reason why that pass was not completed. McIntyre was by the defender. So now it's fourth down and long, 17. 2 minutes and 2 seconds after this play, it will be the 2 minute warning. Sharks trying to get a first down. Keep the drive alive. Still trips to the right, face in the middle of the field, especially if Pittsburgh comes on a blitz. It's going to look like they're coming on a blitz right now. Now they are. Back to pass. Blitz picked up. Ball thrown. Oh, my goodness. That ball was intended for Laura Baden. Incomplete. Turnover on downs. The two-minute warning. And now the Sharks have all three of their timeouts. And they can use them all on this drive. Almost dropped number two, McAtee, as they tried to pick her up. But they held on to her. So right now, you got to believe that the Sharks are going to use all their timeouts on this drive. 1:56 left to go. They have all three of their timeouts remaining. You know Pittsburgh is going to run the ball. They're in the I formation. Baker is at quarterback and is a handoff. And that's up in the middle. And the Sharks will immediately call a timeout. Which they do. Two timeouts remaining. A gain of maybe one on the play. But now Pittsburgh has to be careful here also. Because if you don't gain a whole lot of yards, then you're going to have fourth down. And then you just punt. But then you punt it and try and pin the Sharks deep in their own end zone. But again, special teams play could get a bad snap or whatever. Anything can happen. This is a crazy game called football. 1:48 is the official time on the clock. It's going to be second down and 9 from the Sharks' 46-yard line. Sharks now have two timeouts remaining. I'm sure the coach is telling him right after the play, we want another timeout. So now we're just waiting. And here we go. Second down and 9. I formation. Tight twins to the right. Chick is the back. and all and stacked up, and it's not trying to pull the ball. Don't get it. But it's timeout. It's no gain on the play for Chick. And the Sharks will have one timeout remaining. It's 1:42 left to go. Brings up a third down and 9. And, I mean, this is what you got to do. It's the game of chess. It's going back and forth. And the Sharks are going to try and stop this third down play, call the timeout, either have Pittsburgh punt the ball or they might go for it. I don't see them going for it. I see them punting the ball. Pinning New York deep in their own end zone. So the Sharks have one defensive play to make. You don't want to give up. You got to watch for the bootleg. You got to watch for the design roll and the quick pass. You got to watch for the speed option. You got to watch for those plays because those plays have been the most successful in this game. This was a great battle now. Third down and 9 from the Sharks 46 is the back in the backfield. And Clark is offset eye to the right. You got Wojnarowski and Sullivan. And now there's a John Rowe. And another check. Trying to get outside. Cuts inside. And not going to get it. And the Sharks will call that last time out. Has no game on the plate as Sharia Leeser came up and not allowed Chick to get outside. So it's going to be fourth down when, wait, the clock is still running. Oh, I guess the clock, the Sharks are going to not call timeout and try and get the ball back. I don't know why. I pulled this last timeout and saved time on the clock. And Lisa Horton, wow, this doesn't make sense. Lisa Horton is coming in the game on fourth down and 8. I don't understand that. She's jiffy, she's limping. 57 seconds left to go, fourth down, and I guess they're going to take a delayed game, as now they finally break the huddle, and there's the flag for the delayed game, 47 seconds left to go, and now they will run off the field, and I'll figure the punt team will come on, right? And, yep, Horton comes out. I don't even know. I guess they want Horton to be on the field for the last offensive play, I guess. I don't know. But now, Deuce Reyes is back deep for the punt. 47 seconds left to go in the game. So now, into punt is Wojnarowski, number 17. And the Pittsburgh passes to scout, Teresa Khan, the head coach, with water. And here comes the punt. There's a bad snap, but high, short kick. And bounces down and goes out of bounds at the Sharks 38-yard line. 38 seconds left to go. 38 seconds on the 38-yard line, 26-12. And ladies and gentlemen, barring some super, super miracle, the Sharks score in 8 seconds and then get an onside kick, get the ball back, and then score again. This game should be over, but I'm not going to pronounce it dead just yet. Can't do it until the clock strikes 0-0-0-0. So now the Sharks come up. First and 10 at the 38. Brown and Mattel. And that's pass. Ball thrown up. Uh-oh. Intercepted. And that's going to be the end of the game. And he's going down the sideline. Still going. We got flags on the play. A lot of flags on the play. Mulligan threw that very short. And ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be the end of the ball game. So no need for anybody to take any plays, anything. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just 5 turnovers on the base in New York. And that's going to seal the game. Congratulations to the 2014 IWFL Eastern Conference champions, the undefeated Pittsburgh Passions. The final score will be Pittsburgh 26. The Sharks 12. Great season by the New York Sharks coming back into the NFL. They won their division. They got through the first round of the playoffs, made it here. But 3 times is not the charm for against this Pittsburgh team. And it will be Pittsburgh going to the championship game. I would like us to take this time out right now before we sign off to say, number one, I want to thank the owner of the New York Sharks, Andrew Douglas, Crystal Turpin, Dana Spaulding, Steve Mark, the producer, for giving me the opportunity to announce this wonderful game of football. Being a part of this team for the last 11 years, I am grateful. And I appreciate everything that they've given me, supporting me and my family. Number two, I have to give support and great appreciation and thanks and love to my family who have supported me all the way. Cynthia, I love you. Thank you very much. My son Randall, Naomi, love you too. Nandi is here on the field completing our first season, a successful season. And I want to say thank you also to head coach Rich Carrigan, who brought me on the staff. And I also want to say thank you to all you out there who supported New York Sharks football. Listen to me and my partner Dave Maxwell. Thank you, Dave, for all your support. Wish you could have been here. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. 2014 New York Sharks football. You're listening to it. This is the voice of the New York Sharks. I love everybody out there. Keep supporting women's football. Keep supporting women in sport. Congratulations once again to the Pittsburgh Passion. They will be taking on the Houston Energy July 26th in Rock Hill, South Carolina. This is 2014 New York Sharks football on Raw Talk Radio. I am Brad Brown, the voice of the New York Sharks, saying God bless. Have a great year. Come back in 2015. We'll be right here for another bang, bang season. Good night, everybody. God bless.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. Never sleep and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, up to you, New York.